Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Intentional Living Guide, and publisher of Aspire Magazine, the beloved inspirational magazine for women since 2006. You know, for God, 17 years through the pages of Aspire and all my other brands, I've been dedicated to bringing you resources, messages, women, and content that will support you in living your best life. I am so passionate about inspiring women to live from the inside out, to honor their bodies, to follow their dreams. So I am really excited to invite you to get on the VIP list right now for season 12 of the Inspired Living Giveaway. The Inspired Living Giveaway features over 50 women entrepreneurs who are here to change lives through their offerings. When you join us, the doors open June 16th through the 30th. You'll have access to over 50 transformational gifts from these extraordinary women. So go to inspiredlivinggiveaway.com, get on the VIP list so that you receive the doors are open email on June 16th. Well, today we are going to be talking about living your best life, living a fulfilling life. And joining me today is Dee Davidson. Dee is the founder of Confidently Love Yourself and offers life-altering health coaching that includes fitness training, nutrition, biohacking, functional diagnostic testing, and mindset. She loves helping women regain their health and their happiness so they can live a fulfilling life. She does this by creating natural and deep-lasting solutions, applying whole health principles, and sharing what's helped her heal with those who want a beautiful, enriching life. And they want to feel confident and love themselves, something a lot of women struggle with. I know I have over the years. She's also the creator of the Confidently Love Yourself Affirmation Card Deck, 52 cards to nurture your mind, body, and soul. Welcome, Dee.
Thank you so much, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Well, you and I have been connected for quite a while. We've had conversations. You live in my state, so I've seen the magic that you've been spreading and the love and how you support women. And I said, you know, I want to get you on the show because some of the work you're doing is really transformational. And where I usually like to start, Dee, is maybe it's because I know your journey to healing. But on the show, I love for women to share their journey that actually led them to the work they're doing. So take us back to your own struggles that led to this transformational work that you're doing.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. You know, when I get asked this question, there's really not an easy way there. I like to say that there's two parts to my healing journey. There's the physical, which I feel most women start with because it's easier to avoid the emotional stuff and the things that we store inside. And then there is the emotional healing. And my journey definitely started with the physical piece of it. I went through an unexplained infertility journey about 14 years ago. It took me a couple of years to conceive my first son through IVF. And that was a very trying time for me. It's actually Infertility Awareness Week. So funny that we're doing this recording. So with my infertility, I really had to take stock in my lifestyle and the things that I was doing. And I don't fault myself. I was on autopilot or unconscious, as I like to say, and doing the things that just most of society and culture has taught us, right? Just using the products we see at the store and eating the foods that we see at the market thinking that they're safe and how could they be harming us? And so my physical journey of healing started with infertility and really understanding how nutrition affects the body as a whole, affects our cells and how it shows up in our health. Then after conceiving children, I had another physical issue, which was I gained an extra 40 pounds even after delivering that I could not seem to shake off. And no matter what I did, exercised 5 or 6 days at the gym, now I was eating clean because I was aware of the dangers of processed food and eating more organic food and doing all those things. I was one of those people that, go to Whole Foods shopping. And so how could I be having all of these health struggles? And really educated myself to understand that hormone health plays a big part in weight gain and weight release in our overall health. And this was the second time that I was now prompted to learn about hormone health. The first time was for my infertility journey. Now I'm learning, oh, hormones, they also affect your weight. Who would have thought? So I became really passionate about learning about the endocrine system. I was able to release the 40 pounds. That was 9 years ago. I've been able to maintain a healthy weight without diets and pills and restrictions and shaming and guilt and all of those things, for the last 9 years, just through learning what the body really needs for nurturing and also not being so crazy about things, but finding a little more balance in life. So that's the physical part of my healing. Do you want to discuss any of that before we move on to the emotional healing?
Yeah, for me, I think with the physical, it was a couple words that you said that I hear quite often in my community is autopilot, right? And unconscious choices. So did you have this epiphany that you had been living on autopilot? Because I'm sure this is that part of the conversation is going to really resonate with some woman like, oh my God, that's what I feel like. I feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. I do the same thing every day, but they're not. And they wonder why they're not getting the results in any area of their life, right? Not just health and wellness, but other areas. So what was it? What was the turning point for you where you said, I have got to make new choices? Well, I know what it was. It was that situation, but how did you make the new choice?
Yeah, you know, I actually met a woman through networking, shocker, right? Who was a holistic health coach. And I was frustrated with this whole weight gain. And I hired her to come with me to the grocery store because, again, I was shopping healthy, Linda. I was buying things at Whole Foods, eating organic and all these things. And what I found out that it was, I didn't know as much as I thought. So number one was I didn't have the education. And I feel that when I meet with my clients, the number one thing is many women think they're eating healthy. They're eating yogurt. They're having things that say all natural, even organic. People are just eating more and more because of time constraints and things, more and more processed food. And they think because it has real ingredients on it that it's not processed. But I try to point out to people that, you know, that pasta that has 5 ingredients, it did go through a process of heating and pushing and breaking down. So it's processed. It's not a whole food. So number one was I was not really truly educated on what I was putting on my body. So that was a game changer. And number two was I got into my body. So I always say to my clients, my number one goal for you is for you to become conscious, meaning get into your body. And when you're about to make a choice, ask yourself, how is this choice serving me? I started to do that for myself. I started to, you know, really be conscious of, am I hungry or what is this serving? Is it because I'm bored? Is it because it's routine for me to sit on the couch at night with my toddlers and we're all snacking on some popcorn? Oh, so many people think popcorn's okay, right? But did I really need to put that in my body? So I, one, educated myself. Two, I just started asking myself, how is this serving me? What is it feeding? And if it wasn't serving me for energy, I try to get people to think about food as fuel. Fuel to give you energy, to regenerate your cells, to help you to raise your vibe, all of that stuff. And a lot of people are using food, as you know, as coping mechanisms and as more of an emotional crutch, or maybe it's just become habit or boredom, that type of thing.
Oh, I love that. That's such great guidance and tips, is tuning into your body and like consciously asking yourself, because it gets you to stop and think, right? Before just reaching for something.
Definitely. And just, you know, another thing that I had learned was visual cues. Some of these things, I tell women, stop shaming yourself or feeling guilty or, you know, feeling badly about it. We have been programming our brain for our whole life. And my clientele is typically women 45 and older. So you have all of these things that have, you know, really been ingrained in your subconscious. Number two is you have to learn how to set up your household properly. You know, when people say, well, I got into this, well, what is that doing in your house? So it is an overhaul of your whole life, you know, habits and things that you have done, beliefs. It's a real overhaul when it comes to making different changes with eating and food habits.
This is wonderful. I'm loving this conversation. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, let's talk about the emotional transformation that you went through, Dee. I'll be back in a moment, my friends. I am with Dee Davidson, founder of Confidently Love Yourself. I encourage you to visit her at confidentlyloveyourself.com. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. I am so happy that you're here, circled up with me and my special guest, Dee Davidson. So Dee, in the first segment, you talked about the physical transformation you went through and everything that led to new conscious choices. Let's talk about the emotional transformation and the mindset transformation that I know you had to have gone through in order to make that such a big change in your life.
Sounds great. It sounds like we're about to go really deep, Linda.
I love that.
Yes. So my emotional transformation really happened in 2016 when my ex-husband, he came home literally one morning. He worked overnights and I had just woken up. My mom had my two kids who were ages 6 and 4 at the time. And if you can imagine, I'm literally waking up at 7 in the morning. He walks in. I have always been someone, not always, but for a long time, I've been someone who practices gratitude and looks at the bright side. I felt like we were in a really great place in our life. We had just upgraded our home to this beautiful home that we had dreamed of literally 6 weeks prior. Our kids were, again, one was going into first grade, the other one was in preschool. My business was just booming. Everything was going great. Here he comes, walks in the door to work. Now, I had suspected that he had maybe, you know, some depression or something going on the weeks leading up because he was a little bit off. But then again, you know, he's a corrections officer, and I thought that's a really tough job, and had compassion for him and just thought it was things at work. But no, he came home and he said to me that he couldn't do this anymore, Linda. And I said, what do you mean you can't do this anymore? And he kind of, if you can imagine, pointed to me and then pointed to him. And I was so confused by it, Linda. And I just said, what do you mean? And he said, I'm just not happy, and I don't want to do this anymore. So here I am, a mom of two littles, and thinking I'm on the right track. Everything's going great from my perspective. And he doesn't want to work it out. We go to therapy one time, and he just wants to move on from this and tells me that I don't make him happy. And that, you know, I can still feel the little pat on the back saying to me, I know it's hard, Dee, but you're going to be okay. And, you know, you and I can sit here and smile right now. I know you've had your own journey, and I know that all happens for the greater good, as hard as it is to understand in the time. And I thought, wow, that's a really crappy thing to say right now. And I feel like I'm being abandoned. However, it really did turn my life around in a positive direction and started my emotional healing. It started for me because I had to really take a look at, you know, what was it that I thought I was gaining from this relationship and from this marriage? How did I get into this relationship that, reflecting upon, just did not, the connection there for me was not really, now doing all the healing that I have done, was not, wasn't right from the beginning. What were the beliefs around that? How did I get there? And how did it just keep snowballing, right? So that actually opened me up to healing. I had to really do some digging, and you know, that continues to evolve. But to get me to where I am now, I had to understand, number one, how did I end up in this marriage, right? Well, I was in my late 20s, and I thought, okay, I want to have kids because that's what society tells me. I actually didn't really know if I wanted to have kids or not. I was enjoying life, but society told me I wanted to have kids, right?
Yes.
And so I got married because this man, he's not a bad man. He looks great on paper, comes from a great family, good looking guy, all of those things. And so there comes the marriage, right? So that's number one. And again, you think about like the connection piece of it. Our relationship was so toxic, Linda, the whole time. Now knowing what healthy relationships look like, we just constantly were very aggressive with each other. It didn't have a lot of the things in common. Again, he's not a bad person, right? We just really weren't in alignment. So that started my healing journey to look within, and I started to go to therapy. Therapy was looked down upon in my family. My family would think like, we don't go to therapy. Like you don't need that. But I thought at that time, a friend of mine said, you know, you might want to go to therapy. It might help you. And so I found this wonderful therapist, and this one session really is what prompted me to go deep. Where she said to me, you know, I was making all these excuses for him, and how am I going to save my marriage? And she said to me, Linda, or she asked me, well, what about you, Dee? What about you? And that, I always share, was the turning point for me. I thought, yes, what about me, Linda? So that kind of, you know, that started my inner healing journey, where I, you know, started to try different modalities, right? Hypnosis, inner child healing, and journaling, meditation, all of that stuff back in 2016. It's just slowly unboxed to understanding that, you know, it's my birthright to have joy, have abundance, all of these things that I'm living now, that I deserve them. And my self-worth was just not there for most of my life.
I got to tell you, Dee, I know from my own journey that all that relates and touches my heart, because self-worth, when I did my inner work 30 years ago, I'm 60 now, when I tracked, like, why did I make all these damn decisions? That's what it came down to too. Self-worth and deservedness. And it wasn't until I healed that, that I called in Dana, you know, we've been together 29 years, that my business went through the roof, that I feel like energetically I'm aging backwards.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, I say that too. It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah. And I want that for all women. So I think it's so beautiful that you went so deep and shared your truth, because there are women right now who may be in a toxic relationship. They may be saying, is there more to my life than this? They may be in a body that they feel disconnected from, or they feel unhealthy. And I think it's just so important that they know you're not alone. There is another way. You have to be open to receive the love and support from people like Dee, myself, and others who have walked the path, right? That's why we do the work we do in the world. Our dark times, I know, I'll speak for myself, my dark times led me to this work. I didn't birth this work. It was a natural unfolding from my own journey.
That's right.
Following you for all these years, I know that's your truth too.
That is, yes. And that is the reason that I continue to do the work that I do, because you and I know, there's so many women out there that are just feeling alone. And, you know, I'm sure you have the same thing on social media. People will private message me and they'll say, in the morning, I look first thing and on your wall to see what you're going to post, and you're such an inspiration. And then that, you know, they may get a resource from you, or they may work with you. But we do need one another to get through tough times and to know and believe that there are better times ahead.
Yeah, that's the biggest message I want. I want women to believe in the power of possibility, because sometimes you can get caught up and go, oh, this is all there is.
Yes.
Right. And listen to Dee's story. You all know my story. There is so much possibility waiting on the other side of your comfort zone, waiting on the other side of the false beliefs and stories you've been holding on to for so long. It is possible to transform your relationships, your health, your own connection to self. And I got to tell you, it's the most liberating thing in the world when you start to have a relationship with yourself, like your therapist said to you. What about you, Dee? And I want everyone to hear that. What about you? You deserve happiness. And this message is for the listeners. You deserve health. You deserve happiness. You deserve to put yourself on the top of the to-do list instead of at the bottom. And you need to nurture yourself first. So Dee, we're going to have a few minutes before we go to the next break. I want to say, where did that title, because your whole brand is, and I love it, is called Confidently Love Yourself. Did it come from your own journey, or what do those words mean to you?
You know, Linda, I know that you are aware that I've run the Inspiring Women's Networking Group for about 15 years now.
Yes.
And when I was starting my business, I thought, some of these ladies have known me for a long time. They know, they've been part of that whole journey of when I first went through infertility, some of them when my divorce, all of this. So I polled them one day. We had a networking meeting and, you know, informally polled them. And I said, hey, guess what? I'm going to let you all in a secret. I'm going to start my own coaching business. And so what words do you think of when you think of me? And repeatedly people said confidence, right? So I thought, okay, well, work off of that. And then the love yourself again, if you can't love yourself, you can't accept love, give love in the way that ultimately feels so good, right? So I found that eating healthy, working out, that all just masks it all, right? Like, oh, we'll just work out, go on the treadmill and we'll feel happy and we'll look good. But then you look in the mirror and there's still something missing. Then you get the big house like I did, still something missing. So I branded myself Confidently Love Yourself for that reason, because when you love yourself, you just exude confidence and people pick up on that vibe. You know, people sometimes say, oh, you know, confidently, like they think of the ego part of it, but it's not. We give off a certain vibe. You have it, Linda, right? People meet you, they're attracted to you. And that's because you deeply love yourself.
Yeah, it's an energy that reaches them before you ever say a word.
It's true. It really is.
Yeah, and I hear that all the time myself, like, but also I feel it. Like I feel it in the women I call around me, the women that are my clients. It's this energetic connection. Like I draw the most magical, extraordinary women to me, clients, partners, women like you, Dee. And it does, it's this inner vibration when you love yourself that just radiates out. And I say it's love, it's self-love, right? That then yes. radiates out to others and they feel that. And I think why women, or all people actually, are drawn to energies like that is they're yearning for it.
Yes,
they're so yearning right. yeah, so to right. feel it for themselves inside. So they're like, because I get the question, Linda, how did you go from welfare mom, runaway high school dropout to who you are now? And I used to say, oh, well, I just kept doing inner work. But really, when I got to the core about 8 years ago, it goes back to the beginning of this conversation. I discovered that I wasn't loving myself fully back then.
Right.
And it all began with self-love, self-respect, and self-worth.
Yes.
When you can heal that, your relationships transform, your health transforms, and more than anything, your joy level goes through the roof, as you've noticed for
it's
yourself.
True. Don't you find yourself saying, how did I get so lucky? Like, literally,
oh, yeah.
And not every day, right? We all have our challenges. So I don't want to be positive toxicity either, but there's so, it's just a different level of joy and just so much around you that makes you smile.
It's so true. Dana and I have a saying, like every day we close out our day, most days, weather permitting, we head down to our dock in our front yard. We sit there and it's really just, we close out energetically, we close out the day. And sometimes we just say, we're so blessed. It's an energy. It isn't because of things we have in life.
Right.
It's an energy of, in this moment, we are so blessed. We are sitting here together. Doesn't mean life is perfect. No one's life is perfect, right? It's about being grateful and living in that energy, even in the midst of chaos.
That's right.
And that's what I'm about. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about all the offerings you have in your business, why you believe this so important, especially the functional diagnostic testing. So we'll be back in a moment, my friends. I'm with Dee Davidson of ConfidentlyLoveYourself.com. We will be back in a moment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
You don't have to identify as a creative to reap the benefits of a daily creativity practice. Even 15 minutes a day offers a wealth of benefits to your emotional, physical, social, and spiritual well-being. As a natural-born teacher and facilitator, Cindy Winsell consciously merges her 35 years as an educator with her in-depth training as a certified creative depth coach, certified Zentangle teacher, soul collage facilitator, journey circles facilitator, and moon circles guide to empathically and joyfully guide women to tap into their creativity through expressive arts as tools for healing and transformation. Cindy works with women ready to step into creative exploration as a tool for healing. Together, you will develop your own exciting insights and approaches that will help you awaken to possibility. Visit CindyWinsell.com for creative classes and more.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is the one and only Dee Davidson, founder of Confidently Love Yourself at confidentlyloveyourself.com. So Dee, you know, your journey led you to found Confidently Love Yourself and really dive deep into functional diagnostic testing, biohacking, nutrition. Tell us why that was so important to you to bring in the functional diagnostic testing.
Ah, yes, great question. Who would have even known such a thing existed? The reason that I looked into this testing was because I had already been coaching for a few years and I was doing the tracking the macros and the exercise program. I actually have a fitness app and the mindset stuff. We were doing all of this stuff, doing the emotional healing and affirmations and you know, daily habit stacking, all of that stuff. And, you know, in the hundreds of women that I helped in a few years, I found that some women had wonderful results transformationally with their health, whether it be weight or type 2 diabetes or whatever they were battling. We were able to get them to a better place with those foundational principles, I like to call them. Then there was a group of women who were not having such success, and my heart was aching for them because they were seeing everyone else post their wins, and they were really doing the things, Linda. They were showing up. I have an accountability group for my workout app. They were tracking their macros and putting them in the accountability group and participating and showing up and doing all the things, yet my mind was just racing and my head was spinning, thinking like, how come these women aren't having the same results? So I started to think back to my own situations, right? And how if I hadn't explored hormone health and really looked at my whole entire life history, that I probably would not have gotten the results either, because I wasn't, right? That's why I went out and seek that woman, Shannon, the holistic health coach. So what I found out, or what I found through the process, was that we're not cookie cutter, Linda. And unfortunately, society makes us feel like if you're over 40, you eat more protein, less carbs, and you move, and that's the thing you do, then you'll be healthy forever and you're gonna look like those fitness models. No. And there's all of these gimmicky diets, keto and paleo and, you know, Optavia, all of these different things. And people are so desperate, they just jump on the bandwagon. But here is what I found, is that we're all individuals and we all have had different experiences and our bodies all process things different. Our genetic makeup's all different. Our environment's different. Our stressors are different. Everything is different. So what makes us believe that one diet or one method is going to work for everyone? That just doesn't work. And so with FDN, functional diagnostic nutrition, what we look at is a person as a whole, and we look at stressors. So stress is the number one cause of, you know, unhappiness, health issues, right? Death. And people look at stress as their job or their relationship or a traumatic event, but we have many stressors on a day-to-day basis, not only externally, like the things I just named, but also internally that we don't see. It's like the stuff, you know, when your computer just crashes, Linda, and you're like, what the heck? Like, why is that happening? Right? Well, that stuff's going on in our body until we have a symptom, right? Like a headache or a stomach ache. We don't even know it's there most of the time. And so without testing your functions, your hormones, your immune system, your digestive system, you know, your energy production, your nervous system, without actually testing that, we continue to guess. And that's so frustrating. Can you imagine, like, you're constantly chasing symptoms, which is what most people do. They're constantly chasing it. Like, I have a headache, I'll take an Aleve. I had a stomach ache, or, you know, I'm constipated, I'm going to go to the GI. But you're only looking at that one symptom or the one system. And the only way that I believe there is to bring the body back to a state of balance or homeostasis is to look at everything and then feed the body what it needs, whatever that is, whether it be rest, certain type of nutrition, avoiding food sensitivities, all of those things. You feed the body everything it needs based on the data that you've gotten back from the labs, and you let the body do what it innately was set up to do. Like, you know, again, I'm a spiritual person. So God, source, universe, they set you up. We have babies. We heal from cuts. They set the body up to heal if it's properly nourished. We just don't always have the data and the tools to do that. So when you get these tests done, we look at all the internal healing opportunities. So we know the external healing opportunities, getting out of toxic relationships, reducing stress at work, things like that. But the internal stressors, that is where the frustration comes in, is that people don't really know that unless they do the tests. And nothing against, you know, doctors, we need them. But our system here is set up to not look at prevention or not look at this type of thing. Our system is set up to keep treating symptoms, then it turns to disease, maybe a surgery, you know, prescriptions, things like that. So the functional diagnostic nutrition approach is more holistic. And I have found that my clients are seeing drastic improvement with things like sleep, digestion. I had a woman, borderline type 2 diabetes, and her doctor said, what did you do? Because she's gone to a dietitian, done all these things, keep doing it. So we really have to look at everyone as an individual. And that's what I love about the functional diagnostic nutrition piece.
So I assume, is it a blood test? And then it covers like hormones, vitamins. Say, tell us some of the things that the test covers.
Yeah, sure. So there are a few different tests. So everyone self-tests. They get some kits that come home. The only blood work that you have to have drawn is a food sensitivity test. And have you ever had a food sensitivity test, Linda?
Yeah, many years ago.
Yeah, so it's really great. I tell people everyone needs to get a food sensitivity test, because you might not be eating a food and getting a headache, or you might be and you just don't know that's why. Or you know, you may not see the symptom clearly, but what's going on inside is aggravating your body, it's aggravating your nervous system, it's agitating your mucosal barrier, your GI. So if you can find out and you can take a blood test to see what foods are having this reaction in your body, like, do it. So that's the only blood test out of all of them that you have to have drawn. The GI test is a stool test. So that looks for, I think, very important gut health. What's going on there? The gut and the brain are so connected. Anxiety, depression, all of these things that are going on for people that they don't even understand how gut health impacts it. But, you know, we can be hosts to many things, parasites, opportunistic bacteria, viruses, and not, they might just be living in there, and that's kind of gross to talk about. And you might not be having tummy aches or anything like that, but they might be affecting your nervous system, or they might be affecting your hormones because it's an added stressor. So we do a GI test for that to see if there's anything in there, any imbalances, overgrowths. We do a hormone test, but the hormone test that I do, if you go to your OB or a traditional doctor, they're going to, A, probably not going to test your hormones unless you have like a major issue. Maybe they'll test one hormone, but B, they do a blood test, and that just tells them the level of the hormone in your blood currently. What I do is a little bit different. We do a saliva hormone test, because what I want to see is how is your body or your hormones, how's your body responding to stress throughout the day? The hormones are key to helping us combat stress, right? Especially your cortisol. And so you actually have these little vials that you spit into the saliva test at four different times throughout the day, because what we want to see is how are your hormones responding, not just in the morning when the morning's supposed to be the best time of the day, which kills me when we do blood work. When do they usually do it, Linda?
In the morning.
Right? So it's like, oh, well, you got optimal time. So this saliva test, you take it at noon, you take it in the morning when you first wake up, afternoon, and like 9 o'clock at night. So we can see the pattern that's going on here. You know, when I did the hormone test, it was really, really eye-opening for me, because here I am, this was just last year, here I am, fit D, healthy. Everyone's like, look at her, awesome. I took the hormone test and I found out that I was in the exhaustive phase, Linda, which means like not good. I'm totally depleted. Yes, totally exhausted. And no real surprise there, but kind of a surprise because I eat healthy and do all these things, right? Meditate, everything you're supposed to do. But it, you know, I looked at it and my cortisol, which is the get up and go hormone, I was using 70%. You get a block for the day. So imagine 100%. I was using 70% just to wake up in the morning. And then I was left with only 30% for the rest of the day. And as you know, I'm a single mom of two boys and I'm running a couple of businesses and doing all these things. And I was like, wow, that was really eye-opening. And so I had to shift some lifestyle things like my HIIT workouts, intermittent fasting, and you know, these crazy workouts. So that is a test to see exactly, you know, what is your vital reserve? How are you asking your body to show up every day? What is really the state of your health? That one test right there is like really eye-opening.
This has been so interesting. I think it's so wonderful that women know this exists, that they can work with someone like you to get those answers. Because a lot of us know, we go through a period and we go, something's off, but I don't know what it is, and no doctor can ever find it. So Dee, I'm really glad that you're offering this and that you get a chance to share it with us today. We're gonna go to our final break. When we come back, I want you to talk about some of the things you offer in your business, how women can work with you, and we'll have more of an inspiring conversation. We'll be back in a moment, my friends. I'm with Dee Davidson of ConfidentlyLoveYourself.com. Be sure to get on over there. She has lots of information, programs, invitations to learn more about the sacred work she's doing in the world. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you ready to make the second half of your life the best half of your life, my midlife friend? Living a life full of happiness, abundance, and success is possible when you learn strategies to soothe your inner critic, honor your inner wisdom, and that support you to co-create your life from a place of joy and possibility. Don't walk the journey alone. Midlife Transformation Guide, Master Certified Law of Attraction Coach, and Certified Desire Factor Coach, Karen Shire, will passionately support you to uncover and release what no longer lights you up, so you can go from feeling stuck, stressed, and unfulfilled to feeling free, empowered, and eager for the next chapter of your life. Learn more at KarenShireCoaching.com and schedule a complimentary discovery call today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Dee Davidson. So Dee, let's say someone reaches out to you and they do the functional diagnostic testing. What are some of the ways that you work with women Because you do everything, your fitness, your nutrition. I invite you to share it with us.
Yeah, sure. So I want to make it clear too that there are many people that work with me that don't do the testing, because what I did find, remember, there is that group of people, probably 70, maybe even 80% of the women that I worked with the first few years, that I never had access to testing. So I encourage, the testing can be, you know, it can be costly because insurance doesn't cover it. So I invite and encourage women to first start with the lifestyle pieces, the diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, with me, and see where that takes them over a few months. And then at that point, if they're still not seeing shifts in results, then test. Because the reality of it, Linda, is that if you get a test and it says, yeah, your hormones are out of balance or you have GI issues, you're still going to have to go back and do the lifestyle stuff, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I love that you do that. So it's almost like, let's see where your set point is in your body, do the fitness, do the health, do the rest, and bring your body naturally into set point. And if it doesn't react, then you know something's off, then let's do the diagnostic testing.
Yes, because so many women, and I know you know this, they run to me and they're like, I just want to know what the macros are, what do I do for workouts? And they're so focused on that, which is not healing. To me, that's not healing. That's like, you just want me to tell you a plan and you think that your body's going to listen, but your body, you can't outsmart your body. So I have to really take a look at people's lifestyle. You know, remember, I thought I was eating so healthy at Whole Foods, and at the end of the day, I wasn't fueling my body properly, et cetera, et cetera. So I tell people, well, let's take a look at what's going on for a few months and then do the testing. Now, there are some people who have gone to functional medicine doctors, they have gone to nutritionists, they've had some tests with the GI, and they come to me and they say, I already know something's wrong because I've been doing this for a year or 5 years or 10 years, and they just want to go to testing. And that's fine too. But, you know, again, I want to help people save the money too. It's like, this is more than just money, right? And a lot of times we can help people get there without it. So I have a couple of different ways that I help people. I have a group program. I love community, and I know you do too, because I think it's so powerful for women to come together, share their experiences, not feel alone. We have a weekly Zoom, and over again, I hear from the women, it's nice to know it's not just me. So I have a group program. They download my app. They have modules on things like, you know, where did your beliefs come from? Setting affirmations, what should be on your plate, when you should be eating, regulating blood sugar. So all of the principles of health that I've learned over the last 20 years are in there, and they kind of accountable to themselves to go through the modules at their leisure. And they're in the Facebook private group. And then, you know, Mondays they offer group coaching. So there's that route. And that's, again, more for the people who are like, let me just see if I can reset, if I can do this with some support and see where it leads me. Or maybe they don't have any health issues, because not everyone coming to me is coming to me for a health issue. Some of them just want to make sure that they're doing everything they can to stay healthy. So there's the group program. And then there are my one-on-one VIPs who, you know, come to me and work with me one-on-one, where we do, you know, some of them do food logs accountability and telling me what time they wake up and what they do for exercise. And I really can be with them day to day without physically being there. And that is when we talked about in the beginning, being conscious, that's where stuff rises, where they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize, you know, I had a client who she told me, she skipped lunch pretty much every day, and she just did it because it feels that was her lifestyle now. So when we started to track, and day after day, it was like celery and peanut butter is not lunch. Then she started to realize, I'm not nourishing my body. So how did I expect to have energy at 3 p.m? So there's some people that do that with me. And then some people say, I don't want to do tracking, but they want a protocol and a plan, maybe some testing. So I, you know, I offer group, and then I offer one-on-one as well. But I like to meet people where they're at. I'm not cookie cutter, just like our health, and none of us are cookie cutter. I like to have, you know, a real understanding of where people are at and what they're looking for as far as support and in their health.
I love that, because it's like custom created for where they're at.
Yes, definitely personalized health.
And so I have a global community, so you can work with people virtually, not just in person.
That's correct? Right. Actually, all of my work is done virtually, which, you know, I think COVID did that for many businesses. You know, I have clients all over the country, and all of my coaching is done virtually.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone understood that, because I want to give you a chance to, I know your networking organization in Massachusetts, which is where I live. So tell us a little bit about that. And you said it's been going on 15 years now. So that's in person, correct? Or is there any virtual aspect?
That is in person, because I do love seeing people in person. And that is one thing that I did miss through COVID. And we did try to do some online networking, but for me, it just wasn't the same. I really missed my people. I'm a hugger. I like to hug people. I like to see people. So I started this group 15 years ago because I was trying to network my business at the time. And I was going to some other types of networking, and it just didn't feel aligned for me. I didn't feel connected. I felt like it was a lot of people walking around a room, handing out business cards, like the what's in it for me type of atmosphere. And just wasn't resonating for me. So I thought, what would I really ultimately want to create? Or, you know, if it was out there, what would it be? And so I thought, well, first of all, I just love empowering women to share their gifts and feel comfortable. I think a lot of women too, if they're coming into loving themselves, they don't have that confidence in business. So when they go to events like that, they kind of don't feel confident and they don't feel comfortable. So I thought, well, women, first of all, because I think a lot of women don't feel comfortable being themselves around men, or they feel the masculine energy kind of squashes them. So I thought women, and then community. Again, I'm just all about community, you know, the feminine power coming together, because it's just so powerful, right? We can help so many people heal when we come together. So I started 15 years ago for that reason. I wanted a safe place for women to feel comfortable. That wasn't like a presentation. When you come to my networking group, it's, you know, a half hour of casual networking. We have a table, you put your business cards on, you mingle, you get to know people, you have lunch or dinner together for an hour, and then we go around and do introductions, but there's no presentation you're sitting through. There's no, I like to think that people feel comfortable and welcome when they come.
Well, you know they do, because you're still doing it 15 years later. So it says you've built a strong, powerful community. You know me, I believe in the power of feminine collaboration. My whole business is based on my trademarked feminine collaborative marketing model. It's about community. It's about connection. It's about helping each other rise up. So that's why I love the work you're doing in the world, Dee. And, you know, I'm so grateful you were able to join me here today, share your wisdom, inspire my audience to begin looking at ways they can start to confidently love themselves, to enhance their health, their well-being, and their life. So thank you, my friend.
Thank you for having me. You know, again, I encourage anyone who's just the least bit curious to connect with me, whether it be on Instagram, Facebook, you know, go on my website. You know, you can stalk me and kind of look around. But it brings me a lot of joy and warms my heart to help women feel better about themselves and live the life that they truly deserve.
Such a mission, my friend, such a mission. And I want to invite everyone to visit Dee at confidentlyloveyourself.com. Get on over there, check out everything that she's up to, and stay connected with her. You'll find all the social media pages connected to her website, so you can follow her there. And until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.